Our next game is called Egalitarian Nerds Maps. Say hello to our next contestants, Sam Drazen and Rebecca Lindner. Jonathan, what is this game about?
Egalitarian Nerds Maps, aside from being an awkward phrase, is also an anagram of the phrase presidential anagrams.
Yeah, see? How much fun is this already?
As we all know. In this game, we'll give you a phrase that is an anagram of one of the 43 U.S. presidents, and you have to identify which one. Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, for an example.
If we said, ran trashy rum, that would be an anagram of Harry S. Truman.
Obviously.
Wow. And the answers will consist of only the president's first and last name, unless we tell you otherwise. It's all going to be great. Don't be nervous. It's going to be totally fun. Anagrams are easy, right, everybody? Here we go. Adman Josh. Rebecca.
John Adams?
Yeah, that's correct. See?
Apparently I did.
You got one. All right. Rancid Horn Mix. Sam.
Richard Nixon.
Yes, I except we need the middle initial here. Can you give me the middle
M.
initial?
That's
yes,
it.
That's
yeah.
correct. I like this one very much. Hairball Con Man.
Mm.
Sam.
Now, I just realized what I was thinking is completely wrong.
Say it anyway, because it'll be funny.
I don't know. Wait, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah!
That's it.
All right, last minute redemption. There we go.
He's a towering gong.
That's one heck of an anagram.
Not all of these are descriptive of the presidents, by the way. Sam.
Warren G. Harding.
That's a good guess, but that's incorrect. Rebecca, do you know who it is? He's a towering gong. Just rearrange the letters so that it spells the name
sure.
of the U.S.
Yeah,
it's like the answer's right in there.
Yeah.
Sherman? No.
Sherman is incorrect in a couple of different ways.
That's not... I don't know.
No, the answer... Well, the answer we were looking for was George Washington.
That makes a lot more sense.
That makes more sense. A granola nerd. How about a hint from John Chinesky?
Yeah, sure. He was hardly a granola nerd, though he had been an actor and the governor of California.
Sam.
Richard... no, wait. I'm from California. Wait, I've told Ronald Reagan. There we go.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan is the right answer.
Not proud that he was our governor, but something I should know.
This is your last clue. Dang clever lover.
Oh, yeah.
All right, how about a hint from Mr. Chinesky?
He was a dang clever lover and admitted to possibly fathering a child out of wedlock, but that didn't stop him from winning two non-consecutive terms.
Sam.
Grover Cleveland.
You are correct.
Dang clever lover.
Dang clever lover.
Because he could last for two terms.
Grover Cleveland.
He needed a break, but he needed a break.
John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Well, the popular vote says that Sam won that one. He's going to our Ask Me One More final round. Way to go, Sam.